ASMR. My name is Aubrey, and today we're going to be reading 1 Samuel 11 and 12 and Psalm 99. I hope that you're doing well today. It's gotten so nice outside in Minnesota. I got to go on a run today over my lunch break, so that was nice. It's sunny. I was wearing shorts and a tank top. It was perfect. For those of you who don't know, I'm a runner. First half marathon like 2 weeks ago, and it went really, really well. But I've been like running now for approximately a month, and I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving it. So I ran 3 miles over my lunch break. My time just keeps getting faster, so that's exciting. What else is new? I work my CNA job this evening from 5 to 9. The facility that I work at is an assisted living on one side and then a memory care unit on the other side. So I had my first official like day by myself on the assisted living side on Sunday. That went really well. And then I have my first shift like by myself out of training on the memory care side this evening. The girls that I work with, I mean, there are a couple guys, but it's mostly women. The girls that I work with are super helpful, so I know that I won't be like all by myself. Like, if I have questions, they will help me, but I'm excited, so that's always a good feeling. It's also nice to like know that I'm making extra money. I mean, that's the point of a job, so yeah, I'm liking it so far. I don't think it's like a life passion kind of thing, but it's going well so far. That's my update. If you haven't been outside, go outside, enjoy the sunshine. Okay, getting started with 1 Samuel chapter 11. Saul defeats the Ammonites. Then Nahash the Ammonite went up and besieged Jabesh Gilead, and all the men of Jabesh said to Nahash, "Make a treaty with us and we will serve you." But Nahash the Ammonite said to them, "On this condition, I will make a treaty with you, that I gouge out all your right eyes, and thus bring disgrace on all Israel." The elders of Jabesh said to him, "Give us 7 days' respite, that we may send messengers throughout the territory of Israel. Then, in there is no one to save us. We will give ourselves up to you." When the messengers came to Gibeah of Saul, they reported the matter in the ears of the people, and all the people wept aloud. And behold, Saul was coming from the field behind the oxen. And Saul said, "What is wrong with the people, that they are weeping?" So they told him the news of the men of Jabesh. And the Spirit of God rushed upon Saul when he heard these words. And his anger was greatly kindled. He took a yoke of oxen and cut them in pieces and sent them throughout all the territory of Israel by the hand of the messengers, saying, "Whoever does not come out after Saul and Samuel, so shall it be done to his oxen." Then the dread of the Lord fell upon the people, and they came out as one man. When he mustered them at Bezek, the people of Israel were 300,000, and the men of Judah 30,000. And they said to the messengers who had come, "Thus shall you say to the men of Jabesh Gilead, tomorrow by the time the sun is hot, you shall have salvation." When the messengers came and told the men of Jabesh, they were glad. Therefore the men of Jabesh said, "Tomorrow we will give ourselves up to you, and you may do it to us whatever seems good to you." And the next day Saul put the people in 3 companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch, and struck down the Ammonites until the heat of the day. My dog is dreaming behind me. I don't know if you can hear that. He's like whimpering in his sleep. Good dreams. Okay, where was I? Oh goodness, okay. Whoa. Literally, where did I end off? Okay, verse 11. And the next day Saul put the people in 3 companies, and they came into the midst of the camp in the morning watch and struck down the Ammonites until the heat of the day. And those who survived were scattered, so that not 2 of them were left together. The kingdom is ready. salvation in Israel. Then Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal and there renew the kingdom." So all the people went to Gilgal, and there they made Saul king before the Lord in Gilgal. There they sacrificed peace offerings before the Lord, and there Saul and all the men of Israel rejoiced greatly. Chapter 12. Samuel's Farewell Address. And Samuel said to all Israel, "Behold, I have obeyed your voice in all that you have said to me, and have made a king over you. And now, behold, the king walks before you, and I am old and gray. And behold, my sons are with you. I have walked before you from my youth until this day. Here I am, testify against me before the Lord and before his anointed. Whose ox have I taken, or whose donkey have I taken, or whom have I defrauded? Whom have I oppressed? Or from whose hand have I taken a bribe to blind my eyes with it? Testify against me, and I will restore it to you." They said, "You have not defrauded us or oppressed us, or taken anything from any man's hand." And he said to them, "The Lord is witness against you, and his anointed is witness this day, that you have not found anything in my hand." And they said, "He is witness." And Samuel said to the people, "The Lord is witness, who appointed Moses and Aaron and brought your fathers up out of the land of Egypt. Now therefore stand still, that I may plead with you before the Lord concerning all the righteous deeds of the Lord, and he performed for you and for your fathers. When Jacob went into Egypt and the Egyptians oppressed them, then your fathers cried out to the Lord, and the Lord sent Moses and Aaron, who brought your fathers out of Egypt and made them dwell in this place. But they forgot the Lord their God, and he sold them into the hand of Sisera, commander of the army of Hazor, and into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the king of Moab. And they fought against them, and they cried out to the Lord and said, 'We have sinned because we have forsaken the Lord and have served the Baals and the Ashtaroth. But now deliver us out of the hand of our enemies, and that we may serve you.' And the Lord sent Jerubbaal and Barak and Jephthah and Samuel, and delivered you out of the hand of your enemies on every side, and you lived in safety. And when you saw that Nahash, the king of the Ammonites, came against you, you said to me, 'No, but a king shall reign before us,' when the Lord your God was king. And now behold, the king whom you have chosen, for whom you have asked, behold, and the Lord has set a king over you. If you will fear the Lord and serve him and obey his voice and not rebel against the commandment of the Lord, and if both you and the king who reigns over you will follow the Lord your God, it will be well. And if you will not obey the voice of the Lord but rebel against the commandment of the Lord, then the hand of the Lord will be against you and your king. Now therefore stand still and see this great thing that the Lord will do before your eyes. Is it not wheat harvest today? I will call upon the Lord, that ye may send thunder and rain, and you shall know and see that your wickedness is great, which you have done in the sight of the Lord, in asking for yourselves a king." So Samuel called upon the Lord, and the Lord sent thunder and rain that day, and all the people greatly feared the Lord and Samuel. And all the people said to Samuel, "Pray for your servants to the Lord your God, that we may not die, that we have added to all our sins this evil, to ask for ourselves a king." And Samuel said to the people, "Do not be afraid. You have done all this evil, yet do not turn aside from following the Lord, but serve the Lord with all your heart, and do not turn aside after empty things that cannot profit or deliver, for they are empty. For the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it has pleased the Lord to make you a people for himself. Moreover, as for me, far be it from me that I should sin against the Lord by ceasing to pray for you, and I will instruct you in the good and the right way. Only fear the Lord and serve him faithfully with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. But if you still do wickedly, you shall be swept away, both you and your king." Okay, moving on to Psalm 99. The Lord our God is holy. The Lord reigns. Let the his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You are a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy. Okay, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed. Like I said before, if you haven't spent any time outside and it's nice out, or even not like super nice, but like you can go outside, do it. It always makes me feel better, and it makes me feel happier when I have some sunshine on my face. So.